There's a young lady sitting before me. What's your name and where do you come from and what are you doing here?
My name is Afrah Nasser and I'm a journalist from Yemen. I was born in Addis Ababa, but I was just only born there, but I live and I spent all my life in Yemen, Sana'a, the capital, and I've been a journalist since 2008. I work in Yemen Observer as a social and cultural editor, and I write in other magazines as well, but mainly all of them are English-speaking newspaper.
And how did you become a journalist?
I did not plan to be a journalist, but it's something I was passionate about. I started writing during my university years. I started writing in newspapers readers page, and then once I graduated from college, I saw the vacancy to work as a journalist, and I applied and I got the post.
Okay. And now you're one of your newspaper sent you to Switzerland.
Because I'm the cultural editor, I work with the British Council in Yemen. And I work with them, I cover events that they do, programs, projects like this. And I always write about the British Council. And then the worker there sent me the application about this program. And then I applied and I got selected. Yes.
So you go to, so you travel to events all over the world for the British Council, or only in Europe?
I already applied for other workshops and seminars, and I've been to Kuwait, and I've been to Jordan as the representative of Yemen. Of Yemen, and now I'm a representative of Yemen by the British Council.
Before, we have seen a theater from a group from Sri Lanka, and you intervened, yes. Why?
It's something we did in the workshop itself, and I did it without any planning or you can... Come on people, what you have during the workshop, I did not plan to intervene like that, and I did intervene. Mm-hmm. And now they told me that my intervention was selected to be shown here. So I guess they liked my intervention. And it's amazing. I just reacted as if I am a mother, and that's what I think, that mother should intervene when she is supposed to intervene. So that's exactly what I did.
What will you do the next few days? Will you stay in Switzerland, or do you continue with your journalism work?
Tomorrow I have an interview with the Switzerland radio. It's the worldwide radio. Mm-hmm. And I'm so excited to be interviewed.
Okay, so was I. Thank you so much for the interview.
Welcome. It was a pleasure being in Switzerland in general. And I hope that I made my country proud.
I think you did do that well.
Thank you so much.